Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I don't have time to work out is the most common struggle we hear when it comes to working out. That's why we created our free 5-day challenge. It's daily online yoga and Pilates classes that are just 10 minutes long. That means I don't have time will never come out of your mouth again. Are you excited, Emma?
I am so excited. Be sure to sign up and we cannot wait to see you on the mat.
Head to themerrymakersisters.com/5 days. That's the number 5 days. This is episode 292 on the Get Merry podcast, and we are so excited to be here.
We're always excited every single week to be here, and I like the performance.
Thank you.
The Broadway.
No worries. Yeah, well, we were just looking at some Broadway stars on Instagram. I love musicals.
Oh.
I wish life was a musical.
Well, you could make your own life a musical. But yes, no, I love musicals too. And anyone who doesn't like musicals, you suck. I just think you haven't explored the world of the musical, because I'm fairly sure you would really love a musical.
I just think it's so magical. You literally are, it's like you're in a different world.
Well, that's like movies in general, really. Like,
yeah, but
it doesn't have to be a musical.
It's live.
I think, oh, yes, yes, because it's live in front of you. But musicals can be on TV too.
Yeah, sure. And I love musicals and on movies. TV.
So I think it's that the combination of a story, like it's a story, it's a whole world that is creating, it's a storyline, and then they're talking, and then boom. They're singing.
And dancing.
And it's amazing.
And it's outrageous.
It's great. I love it.
Maybe more that's musical. Why we love it so much. Maybe. It's like the outrageousness of it.
Yes. It's so good. The crazier, the better.
That's not really what we're talking about today. I mean, it could be relevant to you if you've always wanted to be in a musical and you thought it's just too late to start.
You're wrong.
This is where this episode is going to prove you wrong, because the truth is it's never too late. But let's talk about what is this idea with, you know, people and us, everyone, thinking it's too late?
I feel it's an extension, or it's our self-doubt in disguise.
True.
So really, whenever we hear ourselves saying it's too late to do this, it's us kind of giving a reason to not go ahead. And that is self-doubt, or maybe it's self-sabotage as well. Maybe it's a lack of self-belief. Well, I can't actually do it, so I'm just going to say that it's too late because, you know, singing is for the young, the youth. And you know what? Like, there are certain areas that would say, looking around us, like looking at what is going on in the world, that, yeah, maybe there is a valid reason for you to say it's for the young and you're old. I get it. But that doesn't mean you just don't do it. It might mean that it looks a little different. Okay, so maybe you, like, let's think of, like, something that is, like, very youth-orientated. It might be singing. It could be
Gymnastics.
Yes, gymnastics. You know, like, Olympian.
I think, like, any Olympic sport, like.
Any sport, probably.
Yeah.
Like, when you need to rely on your body. Like, let's be honest. Like, it is for when you're in your prime.
Mm.
But again, who says that you're in your prime when you're young? And also, I wanted to say modeling. That's a very, like, you know, like, bloody hell, models are probably, like, 16. I don't know. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. It might mean that you're not going to be this certain, you know, vision that you have in your mind, but it's going to be different and it might be better.
Yeah, I think it's more so it'll look different to what, you know, maybe you don't go to the Olympics, but that doesn't mean that you can't swim.
and that you can't do gymnastics. It's just that maybe you don't go to the Olympics.
Well, that's the thing as well. It's like you put this, no, it's too late, but why do you have to be the best? Why do you have to win the gold medal? Why can't you just do it for the sake of doing it, the joy of it? Because, hey, life is this one-time thing. You may as well do the things you love.
Yeah, I think that if the goal is to be like some kind of XYZ success, then really it's not about doing the thing.
True, it's just about the success. It's just about the
success, and you can get that elsewhere. Like you can do that with something else.
So maybe it's defining what is it that you are saying it's too late. Is it to be, you know, top of your game, A game in a certain area, or is it the actual doing? So that's really important. And I would say like the healthier thing is the doing.
Yeah.
Because I really feel that, okay, I get it. Like we're living in a egocentric world where you want to be better. You want to be the best. You want to be top person in the list of whatever you want to be the list of. Forbes top 30, under 30, I don't know, whatever they are. But, you know, we are living in a world where that is, you know, put on a pedestal. And how many times can I say, you know, to fill in space?
You do know.
I'm sorry.
I think another reason why we might say, oh, it's too late is are we actually afraid of the work that it takes to kind of make the thing that we are wanting to do happen? And I can think of it like playing a musical instrument or learning a language. I think that's something a lot of people want to do.
Studying anything.
Yeah, exactly. Studying anything new above the age of 30 probably is like you think about the time that it's going to take. Like you think about, okay, well, if I start this degree, it's going to take me 5 years. Do I really want to do that? And you think about all of the hard work and all of the essays and all of the things and all the stuff that you're going to have to do, and how much more time is that going to take from me, or how much more stress is that going to add? You start to think about everything that's going to come along with that thing that you want to begin, and then it just gets too overwhelming and scary. You're like, yeah, it's too late.
But I know, right? But it's really quite dumb because as human beings, why is it, and this was actually mentioned in the book that I'm rereading, actually I'm listening to it now. I'm listening to Big Magic by Liz Gilbert, amazing author.
If you haven't read it.
Oh, please go and read it. I mean, this is a perfect episode, and maybe this is where this episode came from, reading that book, I think. But she spoke about why is it that once we get our first degrees in whatever it is, do we kind of think, okay, that's enough, study done. All right, here I go, into real life now. And it's like, actually, that's a really crappy mentality because really we should never stop learning. It just means that we have to self-study if we're not going to sign up for the course. And, hey, that's even better because you don't have to do homework from someone else. You give yourself homework.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're not kind of like, if learning is not like one of your values, then you really have to be like, okay, I need to do this. I need to write a goal and like, because I want to keep learning. And I think it's actually necessary for us because otherwise then we get stuck. Otherwise we become these narrow-minded human beings in this, you know, my highway is the world. I live in this bubble. I feel like educating ourselves is the most amazing privilege we have on this planet, really. True. To see other perspectives, to learn, to understand, wow, like that's better than jewelry and gems and gold, right? Like when you really think about that, when you open your perspective, when you feel like, whew, like I'm shifted, like that reading that shifted me, like that's magic. Like that is magic. It's very cool.
Yeah. So it's, I guess, noticing when you start to think about that too far in advance.
Yeah.
Like when you think, you know, oh, it's going to take me this long, or it's going to take me that long, and do I really want to do that? And you think of, like, the effort involved. Like, I think people, we get afraid of effort. We get afraid of hard work.
Yeah, we definitely
do. And so then we stop ourselves from even beginning because we just think too far in advance. But what if you just did one lesson or you listened to one podcast about learning a language or you started the course and you just did one module. And instead of thinking it's going to take me 5 years, you just think, okay, well, I'm just going to enjoy the journey and the process of the learning itself.
Yeah. And I feel like another thing that might stop us is, you know, I guess with studying, like especially becoming a student, it's that your life will be very different. And, you know, I get that one because you might be able to, you won't be able to work as much, so you'll be on less money. So there is lots of considerations to take. I do get the struggle with, say, going back as a full-time student, 100%. But if it's important and if you really want to do it, why the hell not?
And there are so many options. Like, I know that a part-time student equals more time, but it means that you get to do the thing that you want to do.
It's very true. And also, like, we're living in Australia where when you are a citizen, you do get help from the government. Like, very lucky, and I don't know how the rest of the world works. I mean, really, if you're in a situation where you can study, like, again, privilege, like, amazing. Jeez.
Yeah, so true. And then, like, we all sometimes get so afraid of the effort when we actually look at this and it's like, it's a privilege.
It's a blessing that we can.
Yeah.
We can. We're not afraid of whatever else is people, like whatever else someone else is afraid of, which is like affecting their lives or, you know, they're getting persecuted for following their dreams and their art. Like people in the world are receiving that experience, aren't they? Like, where, no, because you're a woman, you can't do that. Or because you're like this, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So this is when it's like, whoa, like all I have to battle is my own mind.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
So true, of telling me that it's too late.
And when you think about it, that's so dumb.
Yeah, so true. And I think, you know, I don't know where we first heard it, but the time's going to pass anyway.
Yeah.
Where did we hear that?
Not sure.
But we've said it that many times.
Yeah.
And I think we, especially in the, I guess, beginning of creating the Merrymaker Sisters, I remember thinking, we're too late. There's so many blogs. We're too late. When we started this podcast, there's so many podcasts. We're too late.
I know.
I remember thinking this, and then I just thought, you know what? Stuff it. We'll just do our best. Like, there's plenty of room for everyone. And now I, like, now there's, I don't know how many blogs and how many podcasts, but there's so many more. And I would still say, if anyone wanted to start a blog or anyone wanted to start a business or a podcast, it's not too late. Well, there's plenty of room for everyone.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the thing. When you put a little bit of effort into something every day, like, it might be you only have 10 minutes. You might only have 1 hour to do this thing. It's going to become something. It starts from nothing. You put effort in. You put your energy in. 10 minutes a day, 1 hour a day, 6 hours a day if you have that. It's going to grow. It's going to take you somewhere. It'll take you on a journey. It might not become the thing that, you know, you first envision it to become, but it will lead you the way to somewhere else.
So true.
And I think, you know, if you're ever feeling like this, learning stuff and opening our perspectives and broadening our horizons, really, that's the antidote for if you're feeling blah, if you're feeling bored, if you're feeling like lackluster, you're, where's the life? I used to have life in me. If you're feeling like that, I think learning something will be the cure.
Yeah, one of them for sure. And you just feel like that reignition of something.
Do you think as well, like, I feel it's a human trait, and I've experienced this before, where it's like you put your, like you put the responsibility onto something else, not yourself, you know, to like, I don't know, take you on a journey in life. You put your happiness on external factors.
Oh, yeah.
You put your success on external things. Well, this hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But we forget that sometimes we are the drivers. We're the directors in our big movie and the stars. And we forget sometimes.
Yeah, and we forget also that we actually have a choice on how we see everything.
Yeah.
So if you're not feeling successful in something, that's a choice. Because you've said you will only be successful if you reach XYZ. This is the expectation. And if you fall short, it's not good enough. That's a decision. Or we could decide otherwise. Try your best. That is a success. Whatever happens, you did your best. well done. And that's all you can ever ask of yourself, ever.
Yeah, and I really do feel changing your goals to something like this, I'm just going to do as good as I can. Mm. I'm going to give as much time as I have. And I won't fall short of my best.
Yeah.
So your best, you know what your best is. It's not up to someone else to tell you what your best is.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, okay, if you don't get the best grades, if you're studying, if you don't get that promotion, if your business is slow to begin with, it doesn't mm-hmm. take off like you expected, mm-hmm. but you still did your best, to me that is a success.
Mm-hmm.
It might also mean that, okay, you might need to change your direction if it's mm-hmm. like impacting you. Okay, you want to get more than, look, I'm with studying, please get degrees. Like, I'm going to, it's a bad example. I really believe in that. But say, okay, like you're running this business, you want to see it grow financially. All right, you might need to change and alter your best, but it's still your best. You're not failing.
Yeah.
Failing. It's just course correction. It's showing you the new way that you must go.
And it's not even like changing your expectations of doing your best. It's changing whatever the action was, like whatever the tactic was, or like whatever you tried last time. Okay, try something new. Like that. All right, that didn't work. Good. Next. Not going to do that again. Yeah. Next.
And it's like, and then it might be, hey, like there's a person that could help me. Mm. Maybe I'll chat to them.
Like the
there's
amount of
relationship
times,
I can build.
Yeah, we've said that. All right, that wasn't exactly what we wanted. Next.
Like, oh my, like seriously, like I'm pretty sure we've had 8 years of that.
Maybe that's just what we should realize is normal.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Like maybe that's how it works.
Oh.
You just keep going.
We get it. Persist. You persist.
What else is people I think might say
a I'm big too one late? Is your health.
Ooh.
I think it that's like your health one. Can get really, you know, it can become overwhelming when there feels like there's so many things almost broken with you.
Mm.
I think, you know, we shared a quote the other day, you did, and it was like, your body isn't broken, like something, mm-hmm. something, something. But then someone commented and was like, mine feels broken at the moment. Yeah. And I can totally get how people would feel like that because, you know, maybe you've been told one thing and then there's another thing and then you find out another thing and then there's this thing and all these things are happening.
Yeah, when I posted that, I knew there was going to be someone who would write a comment. And also, like, of course, there's illness and it feels like your body's against you. But when that was really about more like, you know, when you hate your body, about the fat you have.
Or about the non-six-pack that you the six-pack that like, you don't have.
I don't look like the models. My body sucks. Yeah. I'm broken.
Well, look, when I read the quote, I understood what you were trying to say.
But I knew people and I knew that. But I still wanted to share it because, you know, I was in that position where I needed to read, my body's not broken.
Yeah. And I think that the majority of people who read the quote would have related like that. But then there's a percentage of people, unfortunately, going through a lot of hardship with their health. And I think it can feel like when I'm talking about it in this sense, like too late, I'm not talking about like obviously terminal, extreme, awful circumstances. That is that they just suck and there's nothing you can say to make that like, any better.
It's just wrong. It feels unfair.
But when it's something that we actually can have a level of control with, like, for example, I'm going to use like a really simple example, low iron, you know?
Yes.
I've had low iron for that many years and I could say to myself, oh, look, whatever. It's too late. I'm just going to keep having low iron. There's no point. I'm just going to keep being unenergetic, unenergized, blah. But that's not the case. And I think a lot of people feel that way when it comes to movement. Mm. Oh, I haven't moved all my life. I haven't exercised. It's too late.
Mm.
Definitely.
Mm.
We've had heaps of members like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with that mentality, I totally understand it. And really the answer is simple. It's that now is the perfect time to begin because we cannot change the past, and this is where we have to let go of that idea of it's too late. Because do you know what? When it's too late, when you wait for tomorrow, that's too late. Mm. If you want to do something today, today is the day.
Mm.
Now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a plan, sure. Okay. I'm getting back into movement, or maybe I'm beginning movement for the first time ever. I'm going to make a plan. Mm. In 2 weeks, I'm going to sign up to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Over the next month, I'm going to just browse and look.
Mm.
By this date, I will start.
Yeah.
Like, set yourself up for success. Instead of saying, I'm going to start now, and then you fail, it's like, okay, well, I need a little extra help. I need the community.
Mm-hmm.
I need the real life. I need the online support. Whatever works for you. Mm. There's no right or wrong, but there's figuring out what does work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's an amazing thing. We see so many women, especially, come into Marybody and say, I never exercised. And now in my 40s, here I am. My kids are getting older. I'm going to give myself this time because actually, like, I want my body to feel good mm. for years and years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can read a million articles and we know movement is good for us from these, but also, like, somewhere inside us, we all know that movement is good, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an innate knowing.
Yeah.
We're meant to move it's as like, humans.
Yeah. It's like an instinct.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, I don't think we're meant to have, like, six packs necessarily. Like, I don't know. Maybe, like, the warriors in the old, like maybe they were. But even.
I don't even know if they did. So. You know who did? The Spartans. I watched that movie last night.
Yeah, but did they really, I wonder? Maybe.
I don't know. But the Spartans were all about. They were the warriors.
Yes.
They were all about the fighting and the war.
Well, so were all of them, the ancient Roman.
No, well, some of them were more the sculptors and, like, the art.
Well, but they weren't warriors.
But they did. They were called to war.
Yeah, but, like,
still, there would but be. They struggled, they the obviously, people, more than the Spartans. Yeah,
so they were, like, it's like there were fighters, just like there are now, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
true. You know, like, there's army.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, there's people who are more, like, into fitness. Like, they're really into it. Then there's the people who are academia or artists, and maybe they exercise, but it's, like, a long walk pondering life. Oh, that's so nice.
So nice. I like the sound of that. I want to do that. No, I do that. Oh, yeah. So I guess moral of this podcast.
What about the Amazons? Let's just mention the Amazons because, you know, like, we just needed to mention them. Like
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, like, hell yeah. But they were, like, magical. Wait. Were Amazons real?
Amazonians?
Yeah.
I think so.
But isn't that, it's like a myth and legend, but maybe it's a myth, but obviously, like, stories have been changed.
Yeah.
But maybe it was real. That is one area. See, this is an area. It's too late to become an expert in ancient Greek and Roman mythology. No, it's not.
You want to do that?
Why not? I love it.
Me too.
Like, why don't we study it?
But I always wonder because
we don't study
I love
it.
The stories of those, of, like, how the gods lived with the mortals. Like, that's the idea, right? The gods were among the mortals.
Well, they would come down from Mount Olympus.
And also, yeah, this and they is would, in they, ancient Egypt the, too. They were among the mortals.
They would come and have sex with mortals and have demigods. They were quite outrageous. It was all these demigod children.
But this isn't true, right?
Obviously not. God, look, this is not a religious podcast. Like, God, okay, this is my belief with religion. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They are real because they're part of man's creation.
Mm.
I don't, like, oh, my gosh, like, this could really cause some stuff here. We're talking about religion. You never talk about religion. But the ancient gods are the same as the current god, are the same as this culture's god, are the same as Indians' gods.
You know,
like, they're all the same but different. And even the archetypes are there.
Yeah.
Like, they're all there.
So fascinating.
But who invented them?
And who created the story?
I think because, like, look at this. Imagine being in ancient times. Lightning crashes down. Like, what the hell is creating that? There's no science there.
True.
It's God. It's Zeus.
Yeah.
It's who's
God of lightning.
Like, and
God of thunder.
Yeah, but who's in ancient Rome? I can't even remember. Who's in ancient Egypt? I don't know. They're different names.
Set.
They're all different names.
Horus.
Yeah. Like, but they're all the same.
Mm-mm.
The god of the sun. Apollo? I don't know.
Yeah, you see that, the god of the sun, the god of love, the god of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like they each have their own set
Aphrodite,
of...
Aphrodite, Venus. Yeah. So you give this, but, and oh, this was in Big Magic too.
How come we don't have these, we don't have a set of gods? We only have, like, I mean, the one religion, like...
No, we have all of it. We just have to believe. If we want to believe, we can. People still believe in the ancient gods. Trust me. They do. But we live in different times.
I think I'd like to believe in those.
Yeah, I think that I like those ones. Or you can just believe in yourself. But what another cool thing that is in this Big Magic book that reading for the second time, but I'm like, aha, like, you know, new experience the second time and like 5 years later. Yeah. Geez. She talks about in ancient times how your creativity was external to you. So it was like this god would come
like
and...
Like a muse.
Yes, kind of. But it was like in ancient Rome it was called, I think, a genius almost, a genie something, genius, which like still is kind of referred to that now, your genius,
yeah,
your expertise. But it was like, you know, they would come and you would experience this thing, what we might call now flow.
Or inspiration.
Yes, inspiration. But really they saw it as this mystical, external to them, god, goddess, whatever it was, coming down to gift you this so you could create, whether it's sculpting, work, whatever, I don't know, art, whatever it might be, writing. But when the Renaissance came, it was more about the individual. So it was more about the artists and their amazing work. So it was a really cool thing to see just how much it's changed, even from that, like, you know, this process, this with just creativity. So imagine what else has changed.
That's so fascinating. Did you talk about anything like how they encouraged it to come in?
No, not really.
Like,
but
I wonder if they like meditated.
Probably. They probably...
And we're like, okay, I'm going to welcome
this
in.
They probably, like, did a sacrifice. I don't know. Jesus. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the ancient Greeks did that. Did they do that?
I don't know.
Definitely the Vikings sacrificed a lot. And the Mayans in South America.
Yeah.
I think they did. Someone did human sacrifices. I'm sure lots of people did human sacrifices.
Oh,
I think the Vikings did that too. Like, yeah, wow. The world is amazing. Humans are amazing. Look at how different through the ages we are.
So just a story to let you know that it's not too late.
Yeah, where the hell did that come from?
I like it though. I like it.
But see, no, it's not too late to be more knowledgeable on the ancient Greeks and for you to be like... When you question, is it real? It's like, duh, no, they're not real.
Just in case you're wondering... Zeus, Aphrodite, Medusa, with the lady with the snakes on her head. They weren't real. They're just stories.
They're stories, but they are metaphors for life.
Yes.
Maybe they were, you know, there was some truth in them. I believe they all happened, but not how the stories say they happened.
Yeah, because, like, for example, the skeletons didn't come out of the sand. As an army.
Well, you never know. But this is it. Like, that's...
Why does it feel so possible that it did happen?
Because it's in ancient times.
Like, because it was
it's
so...
It's mystic.
I know, exactly. Like, that's so long ago. Like, but that, maybe it did happen.
And you never know. Like, really. Like, I'm sure there's science to prove us wrong. But, you know, we can live in our little bubble and have mystic
Because when you think of, like, the ancient Egyptians, like...
Yeah, how did they build those pyramids?
Seriously. Computers
aliens,
back then?
Aliens.
Like, oh, my.
Okay, we're not becoming a conspiracy theory podcast. We promise.
And we're not becoming an ancient Greek mythology podcast. However, we may bring stories into it. Just you wait and see.
But I feel like definitely Carla and I would need to study a lot more, do some more reading.
But if there's something that you have been wanting to do, wanting to start, remember that it's never too late and that now is always a perfect time.
Do you know what I'm going to bring up, which is totally a different topic, but, you know, people might feel this. It's too late to start a family. There's a great too late.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. And, you know, as two women in their 30s, early 30s, of course, like, this comes, like, it crosses our minds, I feel.
I honestly feel like I'm still 18. I'm not 30. What are you talking about?
Nope, Carla, you're 30. Note to you. Surprise. But it is a thing. I mean,
I feel like it's too early.
Yes, I know. I'm 33 though. And, you know, it does cross my mind. And it's also like, you're like, well, when do I want to have a baby? Like, maybe I don't want to have a baby. Or maybe I feel like I've always wanted one, but did I even want one? Mm. Society, blah. So that's like a whole other topic. But I want to say that sometimes there are things that it might be just too late.
Mm.
And that is one that is a possibility. Mm. Like when you're older, or it might be that whatever you went through and now it's too late,
mm.
physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always other options, of course, but sometimes you have to grapple with yourself with the knowing that it might just be too late for something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when our magical practice of self-acceptance, accepting where you are, accepting what is, accepting the reality.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's easy. Hell no. You might cry shit ton. Oops, I just swore. you might cry a lot. There'll be lots of tears, hardship. Mm. You might need to talk. You might need to go to therapy. But accepting it will heal you, mm-hmm. accepting wherever you are. And, you know, if you can't change it, this is acceptance is the path.
Definitely.
With help.
Especially when it's your idea of a family is, you know, this is my idea of a family.
Yeah.
So when it is like having your own baby or like whatever it might be, it's almost like acceptance that that is impossible. And then also if you still want a family, you have to decide to change the way or change your expectations on what you thought it was going to be. Because there are obviously other ways that you can create a family.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, this is really tough, and I'm like, if you're listening to this and you're feeling really triggered, but maybe it's good as well. Like sometimes triggers are good because then it makes you realize, hey, I need to do some work there. And, you know, obviously we're not saying it from direct experience as I'm not 40 and thinking, oh, I did want children. That's a different perspective. But still, like our friend had a baby at 40, so who knows. But this is like at an age where, you know, you do have to seriously start thinking about this, and it's a big one, and you kind of go down both paths. Mm. So I really feel your pain. Maybe I also feel your gratitude as well, because, you know, without children, you've led an amazing life, no doubt. And who knows? Like, I think often, so often, especially as women, we feel like we should be having children. We have to have children to be successful.
Mm.
And in 2021, everything has definitely changed. So whatever you want, whatever you deem as success, is most important. Are there any other things that, you know, the too late thing is like, what about too late to find a relationship?
Oh, it's a good one. No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, no. I say put yourself out there.
Yeah, and it's like.
And also maybe also double check, do you even want a relationship? Because I think it's also not too late to just create the most epic, amazing life.
Oh, I was going to say it's not too late to end a relationship.
Oh, yes. Never too late to end a relationship. Seriously.
Because that also is a big one.
Yes, huge. You might be staying in this long, long relationship. Maybe you've been married to this person for 30 years. It's never too late to make a change.
You're allowed.
Of course you are, because your happiness and your heart is worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Like, why we do this to ourselves, us humans. We feel like we're stuck.
Yes, in concrete.
We're not.
Only if we decide we are.
It's not too late to move countries. It's not too late to move across the world. I mean, right now, pandemic. Look, that's actually a tricky one.
Right now, you miss the boat. You know, it's like almost like, why didn't I? I always say that. I said this to Joel the other day. I'm like, I'm never going to be able to live in New York, like, ever again. Like, that was my, I wanted to do that. And he's like, no, like, there'll be a moment. I'm like, maybe.
Well, if you really want it to happen, of course it will.
Yeah, I know. But like,
of course. But also, yeah, I don't know. I think now that's just a time. I feel like in this day and age, for that idea, it's like put those goals just for nap.
You
have to have a nap. And, like, don't worry about it, though, because, I mean, I don't know, I guess, like, talking more to people who are separated from their families overseas, yeah. like, that's, I feel more pain for that than my little goal of, like, living somewhere else or traveling.
Oh, no, I don't feel pain for it. It's yeah. more like, oh, I wanted to do that. Like, why didn't you wait?
Yeah. yeah. But then again, you have to bring in this whole message. It's not too late. Yeah. It's just that not now.
Yes.
And, yeah, okay. There's even bigger reasons why not right now.
Yeah.
And it might not ever happen, but that's okay.
That's also okay.
You could just study New York.
True.
Learn more about it.
Very true. Maybe I don't even want to be there. I don't know.
Exactly. Mm. Where do you even get this girl from?
I don't know. I just love it there.
Maybe you should go.
This is a nice little chat.
Yes. if you have anything that you're struggling with, send us a message. Send us an email. Let us know on Instagram stories. If you're feeling like it's really too late to pursue whatever it is you want to pursue, tell us about it. Sometimes you just need to tell someone so someone can tell you, ah, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Or, hey, maybe you could do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're like open books.
I actually love hearing from you.
Yeah. So message us.
Yeah.
Please. If you do love this episode, be sure to share it with a friend and give us a rating on iTunes, or whatever platform you're on. Otherwise, have a beautiful, amazing day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.